Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hello, flower farmer friends. It's podcast producer Abby checking in here before the episode gets started. We are in the heat of summer. Emphasis on the heat. It's been over 90 degrees and just this lovely hot wind has been blowing across central Minnesota these past few days. And it's also peak wedding season, so Liz is super busy with weddings. And we are just taking some time here to do a replay episode. I thought this one would be a good one to just revisit, especially this time of year. This came out back in January. And now I think it makes a little more sense. It's all about making the most out of your fresh cut flowers. Perfect timing for that. And then coming up next week, we're going to have a little more information about a new course that Liz is launching. It's going to be included free with Foundations of PPP or Peddling Perishable Products. So if you're part of that, you're going to get this added to it as well. But if you're not, now would be a good time to get in on Foundations of Peddling Perishable Products because there's going to be a brand new course that you're not going to want to miss out on, especially if it's included free. Why would you not want the free add-ons? So be sure you check out PPP. It's down in the show notes below. We have all the information on that. And yeah, hopefully you enjoy this replay episode. If you missed it back in January, because you're like, oh, it seems like a summer topic. Well, don't worry. We got you covered. Here it is for you again. And then we will catch you next week with a brand new episode of Flower Farmer Forum.
Welcome to Flower Farmer Forum, the podcast where growing and selling cut flowers isn't just a dream. It's a reality. With over 100,000 downloads, this is your go-to spot for everything you need to know about turning blooms into bucks. Whether you're looking for a little bit of extra cash or dreaming of scaling up to a full-fledged flower empire, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Liz Fidler, owner and operator of Sunny Mary Meadow Flower Farm in Minnesota. In just 5 years, I went from modest beginnings with $7,000 in sales to flourishing $200,000 operation, and I'm here to tell you it's absolutely possible. But remember, peddling perishable products requires careful planning and thoughtful intention. So let's roll up our sleeves and dive in. Ready to bloom and grow? Let's get started. Hello and welcome back to the Flower Farmer Forum podcast. I'm your host, Liz Fidler Mergen, and this week I'm going to talk about how to care for your locally grown flowers. So the point of this episode is bringing it down to the perspective of the customer, the retail person who buys your bouquet. I am going to give you the why behind everything, but I think you know how to do it. But it's just those things that are common knowledge or how you phrase things might come really simple or common sense to you. But how do we explain those key points to the customer? So it's going to keep your customers happier and they're going to know about the beauty and sustainability of locally sourced flowers. So before we dive in, be sure to check out the episode notes to download the PDF version of these tips. I kept it really blank. I literally converted it from a Google Doc to a PDF download so that you can make it cute and pretty and put your brand logo and whatever it might be. And you can use this to share. I actually am coming out with a new course, Cultivating Connections, in how to utilize email marketing and really the behind the scenes of funnels and getting people to download your stuff and blah, blah, blah. And that's something that you could have as a download for local customers to get kind of a freebie with your logo and customize it. But it's a PDF version of the tips from the perspective of someone who is not a flower farmer. So if it seems really basic, that's because it's trying to be basic. So we know that locally grown flowers are special for so many reasons. They have very few chemicals, pesticides, they're safer for you in the environment. And while they may not last as long as roses, carnations, or mums that you find in the grocery stores because those are genetically bred and treated with chemicals to extend their shelf life. They have something better. They have authentic beauty, authentic charm, and our snapdragons, our peonies, our dahlias will last longer than the imported ones when you compare bloom to bloom. So that's what you need to focus on when you're talking to customers, when you say, well, they last longer. And I've had customers say, but my Valentine's Day arrangement lasted 3 weeks and yours only last a week. And, you know, trying to say that our flowers are fresher longer, but I say we are not comparing apples to apples here or apples to oranges. That's like comparing roses to dahlias. I'm saying our flowers last longer because I'm comparing my dahlias to the dahlias that you would get from a florist that are, you know, shipped in from a wholesaler that are grown across the state that are already 3 to 4 days older when you get them. So, and it's, when I say this, I'm not trying to fearmonger. I don't think that's a good approach for our industry. I don't think that there's anything bad about the imported flowers. It's just explaining what the differences are. And these chemicals, you know, I think we're going to find out a lot in the next few years, what is and isn't safe, what studies are being done. There is a gal that I follow called the Farm Babe, and you really should look her up. So she's debunking myths and she talks about, you know, sustainability and organic and different pesticides and stuff like that. And I think it is our responsibility to be informed. There are flower farmers that will say things like, I never use Roundup because that stuff stays in the soil for 100 years and it is dangerous. And it's like, that's not true. Actually, that's completely false. But again, I'm not getting into the science behind these chemicals here. And I don't use any. I don't use any chemicals in my farm. We use just fresh water. We just, you know, admittedly, like 4 years ago when we first started our peony fields, I did put Roundup to kill the grass. And we waited an entire 6 months before planting anything there because it was just completely, there was just crabgrass everywhere. And knowing what I know now, utilizing that and then tilling it up, it just created a whole other problem for new weeds to come in. And so now I'm learning a lot about cover crops and I'm learning a lot about natural ways to kill the grass and just long term. But again, do what works best for you and, you know, do what you're comfortable with, but do your research. But Farm Babe is a great resource to look into it. But anyway, that's my little tangent on just be careful what information you're spreading because that can bring fear into, you know, what our food system is, what our, I'm not saying flowers are food, but it's, you know, kind of sometimes look the same way. So just do your research on, you know, what you're saying. But part of what makes flowers special is their fleeting nature. So I want to share some tips to help you prolong the beauty of your gorgeous bouquet. 5 easy tips for fresh flowers. Change the water daily, trim the stems, keep leaves out of the water, avoid heat and sunlight, don't store near fresh fruit. That's what you need to tell your customers. So again, I have this download on there and it explains why all of them, but being able to just give them those tips. So I think it also starts with that expectation though. Your dahlias are not going to last as long as the roses you get from the grocery store or the mums that you get from the grocery store. Those are going to last weeks because they are bred that way. But my dahlias are going to last longer than dahlias that you may buy. And that's why you don't find those kind of flowers at those places. So starting with changing the water daily. Fresh water is your flower's best friends. Making it part of your morning routine to change the water is what's going to help. So you can even add floral food or, you know, a pinch of sugar or a drop of bleach if you want to. I typically don't. I just use fresh water. However, I do get water straight from the hydrant outside, or my flower shop has raw water and my house has a filtration system because our well water tastes irony to me and I'm kind of picky. And my husband works for a water company where they do everything from the bottom to the tap. So they do wells, they do irrigation, they do home systems, filtration systems, and our water tastes delicious. Everyone comes over and they're like, oh my God, your water's so good. I'm like, yeah, apparently there's a machine in my basement that costs a lot of money, but I don't know. I don't understand how it works. But anyway, my flowers like the raw well water. And that's what I try to encourage versus city treated water that has chemicals in it. The flowers don't always get along with that. So if you have a customer that lives in the country, has their own well, then it's probably fine. But if they live in town, maybe recommend a bag of floral food or some sort of preservative that way. So changing the water daily is going to be the biggest thing. You see it get cloudy. Zinnias, sunflowers, bupleurum, they just are sometimes dirty flowers. And so you want to keep them clean. Next, trim the stems. Every couple days, give those stems a fresh cut. Clean them with a clean scissors and trim them at an angle so they can keep drinking water efficiently. So teach your customers to trim the stem and why they need to trim the stems. Third, keep leaves out of water. Now, when we process all of our flowers, we strip the stems in the field. We bring the compost wagon with us. So we have this whole setup of four-wheeler, two big wagons, and then third, we have a tipping compost wagon that we bought from John Deere. And so it's this whole like long train thing, and it looks like a little kid's ride at a little funny farm or whatever it's called. Not a funny farm, petting zoo, that's the word. Because you want to keep any leaves below the water line. And this prevents bacterial growth that can make your flowers wilt faster. So the biggest thing for me, anytime someone gets a subscription bouquet, a market bouquet, a bouquet that we made, we always strip the stems. However, at UPix, they're cutting them and just sticking them in the vase. And that's where I have buckets there. I have 5 gallon buckets everywhere for stripping the stems. And I explain, make sure you strip the stems because I want them to last longer. Now, some of my UPix, they come and they're like, oh, the flowers died after a day. I'm like, well, that's because you walked around for an hour holding them in your hand instead of using the cup of water that I provided. And that's like walking around with a fish out of water for an hour and then they died. So just sometimes keeping in mind that you're not what is best. And that's what I explain. If your goal is to have long lasting, fresh, best flowers, then leave it up to the professionals to process and pick and arrange them. Whereas the UPix, sometimes, you know, they're not there for the product. They're there for the experience. And I get very few complaints. It's just sometimes when you set that expectations, they understand. But trying to remove any leaves below the waterline. Next, avoiding heat and sunlight. So keep your bouquet away from direct sunlight, like hot windows, warm spots, like a parked car in front of a fireplace, right underneath sunlight in your kitchen. They prefer a cool, comfortable environment, especially flowers like tulips or ranunculus that continue opening. They're going to last a lot longer if you keep them cool. I had that happen before where customers are like, they didn't last long, and we try to troubleshoot it. And I find out that after they picked up their bouquet, they went to Costco for an hour. And then they went and they were running errands all day, and their bouquet sat in their hot car where it easily gets up to almost 100 degrees in the sunlight, direct sunlight, because I give them a cup, a paper cup for their bouquets to take home so that it fits in the cup holder of their car. And their wrap bouquet is in that, in water, but then it's still sitting in the sun. So just trying to put that point across, like think of it as a gallon of ice cream. Like where would you leave a gallon of ice cream or whatever? And it doesn't need to be frozen, obviously, but you know what I mean? It's going to melt. Next is a little bit, I wouldn't say controversial, but it's not necessarily black and white, but as a general rule, keep your flowers away from fresh fruit. So fruits release ethylene gas, which causes flowers to wilt much faster. Kind of like if you put certain fruits like avocados in a paper bag with a banana, they're going to ripen sooner. And it's the same thing with your flowers. And that's why I get really nervous if a bride wants to, I've had requests for weddings in like Bemidji or somewhere far away, like 3 hours from my farm. And the bride is from St. Cloud. And they're like, we want to pick up the flowers on Thursday night. We'll keep them in a cooler and then we'll put them in the hotel fridge and they'll be great for Saturday. And it just makes me really nervous because especially like the boutonnieres and corsages, yes, they're in a, you know, a plastic container that should help keep the humidity. But I'm worried about where they're going to put that bouquet and how they're going to do it. I mean, if it's the night before, fine, but 2 days, especially if it, like I said, if it ends up in a fridge or a cooler with some fresh fruit, that makes me nervous. So I follow these tips at my house and it's amazing how much longer my flowers will last. So try it for yourself. And just keep in mind that taking care of your flowers is a little act of love that goes a long way. So remember, every single time you change the water, trim a stem, you are prolonging the life of something beautiful. So they're not work. They're not, you know, but it's just something that you got to remember to do. So locally grown flowers aren't just about their beauty. They're about supporting sustainable agriculture and celebrating nature. So don't forget to download the PDF version of these tips from our episode notes. Please share it with your customers or anyone who loves fresh flowers. Get it on your website so that when they download it, they have to enter their email address and it goes to their inbox. And now you have a list of customers and you have an email address, and then just get them, you know, it's a really, really good funnel and way to continue to grow your list and find out who's interested in your flowers. I actually have one set up when someone buys a ticket to my U-Picks, because we pre-sell them all online. When they buy a ticket, they automatically get an email sent to them that says, hey, things to prepare before you come for the U-Picks. And it's got all the tips like, hey, where's the bathrooms? Uneven ground. You can bring a stroller. Bring your EpiPen if you're allergic to bees, because there's probably going to be bees here. And it has tips for arranging your flowers and what to know. We talk about how this is an experience, how, you know, we will help you kind of arrange them, but if you're expecting a lesson on fully arranging something, then this probably isn't what's for you, as it's, again, a U-pick, and just what to expect that way. And then tips on trimming the stems and tips on making sure to remove the leaves and stuff like that. So it's a really good way of letting your customers know why they need to do things. And then at the same time, they are happier because of their results. So thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Flower Farmer Forum podcast. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Flower Farmer Forum. If you enjoyed today's show and want to dive deeper into the world of growing and selling cut flowers, be sure to check out our website. There you'll find every episode in written blog form, plus courses and one-to-one coaching options to help you on your flower farming journey. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Flower Farmer Forum and join our Facebook page to connect with other passionate listeners and flower enthusiasts. If you're local and want to see what we're up to, visit us at sunnymarymeadow.com or find us on Instagram and Facebook at Sunny Mary Meadow for my flower farm. We'd love your support. Please leave us a 5-star review and share this episode with a friend who might find it fantastic. Until next time, keep growing, keep blooming, and keep making your flower farm dreams a reality.
Flowers, flowers, we love flowers. Sunny Mary Meadow, they smell so good. SunnyMaryMeadow.com.